Hi.
Hi, Holly. This is Alex again.
Hi.
Yeah. Perfect.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm good. Where are you located?
New York.
Oh, you're in Manhattan?
New York City.
Oh, New York City. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a paid product that basically you're reaching out to Andrew about on Wikipedia.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a contractor of Wikipedia. We publish Wikipedia profiles of our clients on Wikipedia platform. If that's what
okay.
you're
okay.
Yeah. So regarding your company and your CEO, we reached out to him about a Wikipedia page because his profile and the company profile is eligible for the platform. And we were actually surprised that he hasn't tried getting on Wikipedia yet.
Well, you know, I think for him it's more about, you know, I know what you say to add credibility, but it also you're paying for your credibility. So I think that's why he wanted me to look into it. So it adds credibility, but it's also, you know, and from what I read and understand, it doesn't contribute at all to social media verification because it's paid. Anything paid for social media verification, sponsored, paid, does not count towards social media verification, which is just the check next to your name, which you pretty much have to be a celebrity to get that.
The reason we offer social media verification with Wikipedia page is because it is totally connected to it. Once the profile gets on Wikipedia, it gets so much credibility added to the profile that it makes the verification process really easy and smooth. So getting the verification is not a hard job at all after you get your profile on Wikipedia. It makes the process really easier.
Okay, so but what I was reading about social media verification, that anything paid doesn't count. It's a very well, it, and it depends on what social media, right?
Absolutely.
So Instagram
Wikipedia,
is harder.
You're paying us. We are not disclosing it out in open that you are paying us because we cannot disclose that out in open on Wikipedia that we have created your profile by this is a paid service because Wikipedia is a ghostwriting service. We cannot disclose out in open that we created your page or we got paid to create your page or else Wikipedia official won't be allowing it to be on the platform. So that's how the Wikipedia works. We won't be getting it out that we were paid to do this job. We will be doing it from our editor account. So you don't need to worry about that. See, the page won't be labeled as paid page or something like that. It would be totally be published by our editor account, and that's the way we will be getting your social media profiles verified. We have been doing this for our clients for almost 10 years now.
Okay, and that's social media verification. Okay, so can you talk to number two drives in more traffic?
Yeah, absolutely. So it drives in more traffic. Wikipedia is currently the most visited and reputed platform in the world. So by getting your profile on the platform would obviously generate more traffic on your, you can say if you're related to sales or you have a website, it will be generating traffic and will be engaging more and more customer or clients to you. Because obviously if you are on a platform which has around 70 plus million daily visitors, obviously it will be getting more traffic than it usually has.
Okay.
When it comes to online marketing.
Okay, so do you help drive traffic to the page, or you're just creating the page?
Yeah, we help drive traffic to the page. Once the page is live, we also drive the traffic. So we can guarantee you will be having a lot of traffic to your website, or you can say your company page. It improves off-page SEO. So search engine optimization algorithms mostly prefer Wikipedia on the top of the Google search. So once your page is live on Wikipedia, on the Google page, your search will be on the top spot.
Okay. Can you show me what you mean by that? So in a Google search, if they have a Wikipedia page?
Yeah, if you search about your company, if you search about your company on Google, the most top search on it would be of Wikipedia.org, because the SEO supports it and give preference to it the most.
So you have to pay for being at the top of a Google search.
Not at all. If you're searching about yourself, I'm saying if you search about your company or your CEO, so then Wikipedia will be on the top spot on the Google page of your search only. You don't need to pay off about getting on the top of the Google page of your own search. Wikipedia will anyway be on the top.
So can you give me the name of a person or something I can Google right now and see how that works?
I did share some examples with you. Did you check them?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay, so you haven't...
I'm sorry. Okay. So, but these are companies, personal profile. Okay, well, Bobby Brown... let me check this out. Hold on. Okay, so here's another question I have for you. Maybe later. Okay, so when you go to this page, right, and it says they want Wikipedia wants you to pay or donate
to
be able to access this.
No, you don't need to access by donating anything. You can ignore that.
So I have to give them my email, and it says maybe later, and then submit. Or I can just close it out.
You can just close that.
Close it out. Okay. All right. Just did that. All right. A lot of the examples you sent me are. Famous people.
Yeah, absolutely. So you see,
right? Andrew's not famous. He's just a small business owner.
Yeah, I understand that. The reason we shared you the companies are because these are amongst the best work of ours, and we have also worked with companies like of your size. The reason you can see the references and the details on the Wikipedia page. That's us. We have built those references. Same we will be building for you and your business. So you don't need to worry about the length of the page, because we will be building references for you to write the content on Wikipedia.
It just seems like these people are like actors, actresses. And so you're a Wiki writer, but you're also the CEO of a tech company?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where I was confused. I'm like, you're a CEO, but you're also a Wiki writer on the side. Is that like a side gig?
Could you repeat that, please?
So you are CEO of a tech company, a mobile app firm. But you're also a wiki writer on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a wiki writer. I'm a moderator of Wikipedia. I've been a moderator since about 10 years now and have been doing this work a lot lately. And about the app thing, that's something I've been recently getting onto. But Wikipedia, I've been handling it about for more than 10 years now. So I've been a moderator.
I'm sorry, so a moderator, what does that mean?
I handle Wikipedia edits. Like I have access to Wikipedia, which normal people do not have. So I'm like, you can say, editor of Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some access that normal people do not have. Like if you try to publish something, I have the right to review the draft and approve it on Wikipedia. You getting my point?
Yeah. You must know Kate Marr.
Who?
From Wikimedia. Kate Marr from Wikimedia. She was the CEO. Is this the same? It's the same company, right? Wikimedia and Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikimedia is affiliated to Wikipedia.
Yeah. No. It's my husband's cousin. She was the CEO until recently of Wikimedia.
Yeah. Absolutely. So about the process, let me explain you the process first. So once we will be creating your, once you're onboarded us, we will be sending you a brief questionnaire form that you need to fill out. That's all you will be doing. We won't be asking you for any other paperwork to fill out. The rest will be handled by our research and development team, who will be conducting a thorough background research on you, and will be evaluating all the articles and references we have on you online. And by that, our team of licensed Wikipedia moderators will be making a Wikipedia draft in accordance to the guidelines and policies of Wikipedia. So once it's created, in about a week after you're on board with us, we will be sending it over to you for changes and approval. So if you have any changes to make, any feedback for us, if you want something added to it, we will be doing that. Once you're satisfied with it, only then we get it on Wikipedia and get the profile live.
And so these different packages that you have available.
Yeah.
So once you pay for a package and you get a page on Wikipedia, it lives there forever?
Yeah, absolutely. Every page we create on Wikipedia is provided lifetime page monitoring by us, regardless of the package you choose, because it's our responsibility to make sure the page stays up for lifetime. Because you see, every page we create for our client is associated with us. It's associated with our editor account, and it's our respect on the platform. We cannot compromise that. So I can assure you 100% that we not only guarantee getting the page up live, but also guarantee that it would stay up for a lifetime and never go down in future.
And but the fee is a one-time fee. It's not every
six months
or every year.
This is a one-time fee. We won't be charging any additional or ongoing fee ever asked for the service in the future. We won't be asking you. This is a one-time fee, all three packages.
Okay, so what does it mean, 3 months free maintenance, 6 months free maintenance? What does that mean?
Maintenance, please do not confuse yourself with maintenance and page monitoring. Page monitoring is something that we will be monitoring your page and we'll be making sure that the page stays in the guidelines and policies of Wikipedia and stays up for lifetime. The maintenance is something that making edits to your page, adding, making edits, anything you want in future, you want something added, that's the maintenance thing. So that's the time period we will be maintaining the page. That's what the maintenance is for. Page monitoring will be done anyway without any charges. Because, like I told you, it's our responsibility.
So if Andrew wanted to make changes a year and a half from now, he can make his own changes, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can make your own changes, too. You will be having all the access to the page. You can do that yourself, too. Or if you have any problems, we will be doing that anyway. We do not charge money for maintenance.
And a Google Knowledge panel is just what pops up. I mean, Andrew already has one, so that's not anything. Like, you Google his company, and that pops up anyway.
If he has one, he won't be needing that. If your company needs it, then it's a good fit then.
It's the company knowledge panel, Google Knowledge panel. That's what he has.
Okay.
So
then you won't be needing the Google Knowledge panel. About the social media verification, do you guys need it? Like, are you on any Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram platform?
Well, yeah, the company.
The company.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, Instagram.
So we will be getting that verified for you with the Wikipedia. And can you tell me which package are you interested in so I can explain that to you in detail?
Actually, I don't know. I have to talk to Andrew. So I'm going to have to call you back sometime this week because I have to go over everything with him to explain. He's going to have questions. I'm going to have questions for you as well.
Sure thing. Just give me an email, or you can also schedule a call with me whenever you're available this week, and we can get this done. And you can also connect me to Andrew himself.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of my job, but
okay, no worries. Okay. You can.
But once the page is created, he owns it, so he can make his own changes.
Absolutely. The page will be owned by you. You will be having 100% ownership rights. We won't be having anything over you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me speak to him, and I will be back in touch with you.
Sure thing. It was great speaking to you.
Okay, cool.
Any other questions for me?
Yeah, not now, but I appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ollie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.